There were rumours, of course. Master Entrati was known at that time for outlandish claims and questionable science relating to voices he was hearing, I believe. Gods from beyond the veil and whatnot. After the disappearances, Dante, never one to let a good mystery go, insisted on infiltrating the Entrati manse and learning the truth for himself. I, however, being more familiar with the confidential details of Master Entrati's interests, urged him otherwise. I suppose you wonder why I would do such a thing if I believed Master Entrati to be fit for little more than the asylum. Lloyd was, as I said, a dear friend. We spoke often. His last missive to me was a simple one. We end as we began. As a student of history and its occult apocrypha, I know the terrible import of those words. And so I cautioned Dante to remain by my side. He promised to do so, then did otherwise. And I never saw him again. Perhaps I was not so deft at tempering him as he was of me. And that, I suppose, was my first great failing, the parent of this second and most final one.